Friday at table worship when most of you weren't here. So let's sing it again. Number one in the white book. Those that are back, wherever home is for you, they're probably starting church or maybe have started already. Let's remember each one, each place of worship. The Lord will bless and pour out His Spirit and minister today to those that are gathered. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that we can be here at camp. We're glad to be here. Thank you that we can come into Your presence and we can come in with singing and rejoicing in our hearts.
Yes.
And Lord, we remember those that are back in our churches, at home, and wherever we're from. You know each place that's represented here, and we do pray today, Lord, that You will have Your way, that You'll pour out Your Spirit, that You'll work in hearts, that Your word will go forth, that Your name will be glorified. Dear Lord, we pray today that You'll anoint the ministry, dear Jesus, in each place, dear Lord, that Your name will be exalted. Thank You for it, Lord. Draw hearts, souls, encourage, lift, save. Oh, dear Lord, let Your will be done this day, we pray. And here at camp, dear Lord, we pray that You'll meet us. Lord, that You'll draw near as we draw near to You. Lord, that You'll draw near to us. We come boldly to the throne of grace. We come boldly right into Your presence this morning, Lord, and open our hearts to You, and we pray, dear Jesus, that You will work in each one for the glory and honor of Your name.
Lord.
And we thank You for it. Amen. 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 All of you, please feel free this morning. Testify. Sing. Pray. Exhort. Admonish. Brother John, Brother Keith, Brother Andrew, Brother Frank, Brother Dan. I'm just mentioning those that are ministers. But all of you are. All of us serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And so serve Him as He would like you to serve Him this morning. And feel free to let Him have His way. Let Him meet you today.
Amen.
Let Him speak to your heart today. And let Him use you today for His name's sake. Let's sing that last verse.
Oh,
This is my story. Those of you that were at breakfast yesterday morning, Brother Bernie asked me a very important question, and I gave him a flippant answer. Now I apologize and set the tone for my short talk. He asked if it's something like, was it worth to serve Jesus? He knows I'm 80 years old, so he will take it from there. And I said, yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't funny. Why are you laughing? It was great. It pays to serve Jesus. They tried to find a scripture that says, in keeping of them there is great reward. It's talking there about the Lord's commandments, I think. It may even be in Proverbs, but my cheap concordance didn't help me any. Maybe you have a better one. Or you can find it on your smartphone. I left mine in the room because I don't know how to work it. But I hear people say, if I don't find you on Facebook, I'll find you on Twitter, and I have no idea what that means. So don't go there. Maybe it's a bad word, I don't know. Do I have to apologize again? It was great. The Lord brought us here when I was 12 years old to the camp. I feel like the ghost of seasons past, because it's been 68 years. I haven't been here every year. I hear a sigh of relief from Brother Tom and others. But the Lord's been good. I have said often, you couldn't make this story up. I even know Brother Paul for several years. Would you believe he was a boy once? He's okay. God bless him and the rest of you. He pays to serve Jesus. It doesn't mean that we're going to get a lot of money or get rich. I said sometimes, well, after 68 years, I should be a millionaire. Well, I'm not. But I'm satisfied with what the Lord has done, with the great miracles, with the place that He brought us to, not only here, but of course the Ridgewood Fellowship, the Ridgewood Church, and then we had the privilege of serving the Lord in Tanarsi for about 50 years now. And it's been great. Keep following Jesus, kids, young people, grown-ups. You know us older people have the hardest time with that. We talk about the teenagers, see. Don't worry, I'll be nice. They're the active group of people. Well, even my grandchildren, there's about five of them here today. And we have energy. We have energy. We had energy. We are recovering from yesterday. I did get some of the pain off. He told me, well, water and soap wouldn't hurt. I did try that. I was going to ask Tom for turpentine. That'll take your skin off, you know. Anyway, it pays to serve Jesus. When you get to the crossroads or a fork in the road, follow the sign that says, follow Jesus, and you'll turn out all right. And this morning, let's be open to what the Lord has for us. To draw us near to Himself, to fill us with His Holy Spirit. I asked Brother Ernie last night, is today Pentecost? He said, no, that's another 8-10 days, I don't know, maybe next Sunday. They said, well, it feels like starting already. And that's good, because I lost track of the calendar. I marked out the calendar for the whole summer in my kitchen in red, where I will be, when, and maybe I'll show up again in camp, as the Lord wills and we live. But whatever we do this summer, let's serve the Lord. Keep following Jesus. And it'll turn out to be great, not maybe. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
forsake you, so that you can boldly say what?
Lord is my helper. Therefore will I not.
Oh, come on. You could do better than that. I mean, you had the first part right. You could boldly say,
Lord is my helper.
I will
not be
what?
To.
Okay, that's pretty good. The Lord is my helper. He's all that I need. What is it that we need? What help will he give to us? So who is the help that he gives?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Jesus is all that I need. The Spirit is all that I need. He is my helper. And now, that chorus we just sang, it has another part to it, doesn't it? There's a second part that we sometimes sing after we sing, He's all I need, He's all I need. Jesus is all I need, He's all I need. He's all I need, Jesus is all I need. Then what do we sing?
He's wonderful.
Okay, that's the third part. I take Him now.
I take Him now.
Amen.